Well, the Taliban have condemned U.S. President Barack Obama's decision to keep thousands of troops in Afghanistan until the end of 2016. The militant group says it considers a continued presence of American troops as a violation of Afghanistan's sovereignty and the people's human and religious rights. The troops' presence comes despite the end of U.S. combat mission this year. They're set to train Afghan forces and support the so-called counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan. Tensions between Kabul and Washington are high over U.S. plans to keep its troops in Afghanistan beyond its 2014 withdrawal plan. We're now joined live by correspondent Fawz Khorshid, who's with us from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Fawz, explain the recent Taliban statement, and does this hint that they will continue with their attacks against foreign and U.S. targets?
Badi, not surprisingly, with President Obama's new plan to keep about 9,800 American forces here for another 2 years after 2014, there is a lot of reaction now coming out to his speech. It's the Taliban now that believes that this new U.S. plan would jeopardize the lives of more Afghan people. What they really mean is that this militant group were to step up their attacks against American and Afghan forces. They have only launched a massive spring offensive in this country. Their attacks have usually caused civilian casualties. Now, the Taliban chief, Mullah Omar, believed that there would be a full withdrawal by the end of 2014, but that would not happen. There would be 9,800 American forces by next year, and that number would be reduced by half by mid-2015, and there would be 1,000 more American forces after 2016, as President Obama said, to protect the U.S. embassy here in Kabul. So this means that the war in this country would not end by the end of 2014, something that many expected that would happen, but that expectation has proved to be wrong, and the Afghan people expected that the American government would not leave this country. They would keep their forces beyond 2014 deadline, but let's not forget that this new U.S. plan is contingent upon the next president of this country agreeing to the Bilateral Security Agreement, or BSA, that President Hamid Karzai has refused to sign.
Well, tell us more about the Afghan people. What do they feel about the continued presence of U.S. troops beyond that deadline? And will this issue serve as an impediment for the Afghan government to establish and maintain security in the country?
Well, there are mixed reactions to the Bilateral Security Agreement. If it is signed, this would allow American forces, of course, to stay here beyond 2014 deadline. These American forces would have, based on this deal, a legal immunity from Afghan courts. So we feel there are different and mixed reactions to the continued presence of American forces. If you travel to the southern and eastern parts of this country, you would find the Afghan people there strongly opposed to the presence of foreign troops. But here in Kabul and also in the northern parts of this country, people believe that it's a good idea to have American forces to keep training Afghan forces to prevent Taliban militants from taking over this country again.
Thank you very much, Fawz Prestige. Fawz Khorshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.